The extreme heat that's being experienced throughout our listening area has not only affected people, but the vegetation as well. The high temperatures combined with the lack of rainfall has dried out much of the landscape, and last week, Benton County received its first red flag burn ban of the summer. A burn ban has been in effect in Washington County since July 11th. I recently spoke with Dennis Ledbetter, Fire Marshal for Washington County, about what factors officials take into consideration before issuing a burn ban.
We consult with the U.S. Weather Service and local weather, the U.S. Forest Service. We contact some of the rural fire chiefs. You know, they're scattered throughout the county, check their areas. And then we just generally, and also talk to the people. And with the combination of all that and observation, that's how we make our choice.
Okay. I was wondering if it was something like, oh, if it hasn't rained in this many days, or if we haven't had this much rain, if that was one of the measurements that you use.
Well, you know, we look at the weather, the humidity and all that, and we look at, you know, is there relief in the future, you know, coming up. And the Springdale area, just like up north, they got quite a bit more rain. Had a lot of rain since we have. Further you go south in the county, the drier it gets. So you can't divide the county up and say this section is, this section isn't. So we got to look at, you know, the most danger when we make a burn ban.
Now, are there different types of burn bans?
Well, we have a red flag alert, and we usually put that out first. It's put it out there, and people should use caution, you know, when they burn. Usually the burn ban's pretty close to right on its tail. It's kind of, we kind of use it as stair-step effect, kind of let the people know it's bad out there, and, you know, if we don't get any rain, you better expect a burn ban pretty quick.
Now, what are some of the consequences that someone could face, say, if they were burning brush or maybe trash on their property during a burn ban?
A burn ban is an ordinance, and you go to the county judge, and the county judge signs the ordinance emergency and puts it in effect. So you're in violation of a county ordinance, and one of the deputies, well, if you're in a county, a deputy gets a call on it, comes out, you could be issued a citation for violation of that ordinance.
And obviously another consequence could be catching the ground on fire and starting some sort of wildfire. Is there a plan in place for if one of these does break out?
Well, you know, the real firemen, you know, the firefighters are the ones that's going to be putting it out. They kind of gear up. They kind of know to send another department with them. They know their areas pretty well and the conditions in the area. And they'll upgrade the assignment and get some extra people coming. But one thing is, on manpower, you can only work them so long in this heat, and then you got to, you know, you gotta start hydrating them. So they gear up on this type of situation.
And just as you sort of observe the area and decide if you're going to give a burn ban, at what point do you come to the conclusion that you can lift the burn ban?
Well, you can get some rain, a little scattered shower comes through, but if it turns, if you look at the weather after that, if it turns right back hot and the wind gets up, it won't take but a day or less for it to dry right back out. So you got to have a pretty good significant rainfall.
And as this progresses, it looks like we're going to have some hot weather for a while now, and I'm sure the burn ban will continue to be in effect for Washington County. So if people want more information about when that burn ban is eventually lifted, where can they get that?
They can call this office and check the website. And right now, there's not much relief in sight, you know. And as dry as it is, and as long as it's went on, the situation kind of gets a little worse every day. The potential for a big fire is, you know, right there. Because every day it's hot like this, and it just gets drier and drier, the potential goes up.
Is there anything that people can do to help out? I mean, would you suggest that they water their lawns or?
Well, you know, they're just kind of riding it out, actually. You know, they can water, that don't help these fields, you know, the farmers in their fields. And right now we're getting some equipment related fires, you know, like we had one today where a guy was brush hogging, hit a rock and it sparked and set the field on fire. That's just how dry it is. And there's not a whole lot you can do about it until we get some rain.
Dennis Ledbetter is the fire marshal for Washington County, and I spoke with him late last week. Washington County residents can monitor the status of the burn ban by visiting co.washington.ar.us.